Sam Beckman is an author, a leader in Queensland women in recreational fishing, runs a healthy and active program for the City of Moreton, as well as the Kids Fishing Classic, and is owner of Two Bent Rods. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Deb, and everybody listening.
Sam, what have you got for us today?
Well, all of our programs were unfortunately cancelled over the weekend due to the weather forecast. We were going to be at Deception Bay for the City of Moreton's Healthy and Active Fishing Program, but that's been rescheduled. We also have another fishing day on Briarby on the 29th of November. There's still tickets left there, and they're $5 each. And we supply all bait, tackle and fishing equipment. If there's no tickets left, please put your name on the waiting list. That way council gets an idea of how many people would really like to do the fishing programs. We put on 3 local staff over the holidays, and it's great to see our juniors excelling in their first role and passing on their knowledge to the participants. And most of our team have either had a fishing lesson or a birthday party with us years before they started working with us, and it's always great to watch them grow. There's been plenty of flathead caught lately. Flathead fillets are selling for around $50 a kilo. So if you can get out and catch them yourself, you're not only saving money, but also getting outside, getting a bit of exercise, sun and salt air, and the thrill of the chase, so to speak. And flathead are one of Australia's favourite table fish. They have a firm, white, mild tasting flesh. And lately there have been a lot caught on soft plastics, but there's still some being caught with bait. And everyone has their own way of targeting them, whether you are land-based or fishing from a boat. Head down to your local beach at low tide and see if you can see any flathead lays. So flathead leave an indent, the shape of their body in the sand, and they are an ambush predator and camouflage very well in the sand. They have spikes on their gills, known as gill rakers, and if you get spiked and you still have the fish, roll him over and rub where he got you on his slimy belly. It can stop the bleeding and pain. It is an old wives' tale, but I do believe it works. But being that things have been researched, the preferred method now is to use hot water. Soak the affected part in very hot water until the pain subsides. You may need to keep topping up the hot water as it cools. And by using the hot water, you are less the likelihood of infection. And flathead are also fantastic to eat. They're very versatile, so shallow or deep fry, grill, oven or barbecue. My biggest tip with cooking fish is to keep it simple. You don't want to overpower the fish with a heap of different flavours. I'm very proud to say that Two Bent Rods is a finalist at the Channel 7 Community Achievement Awards. And this will be held in Brisbane towards the end of the month. We have made it into the small business category. There's also a People's Choice component where we have to ask our supporters to vote for us. I've shared it on our Facebook page. And if you'd like to vote for us, please check it out. I'm finishing on a bit of a sad note. There's a fishing competition I've been entering, and this will be my third year. It was founded and run by Nicole Robinson. The Women's Fishing Classic is in its fifth and final year, and the competition was started because Nicole didn't want to be the only woman in the room at fishing events and competitions. She's built an inclusive community of like-minded women for both beginners and those that can fish, but I'm not sure if she realises the impact both her and the competition have had for so many ladies. For me personally, it gave me an excuse to go fishing at every opportunity for the duration of the competition. Admittedly, I do run myself ragged getting up at all hours, and I'll fit fishing in between classes, set the alarm for 1 or 2 in the morning and head off for fish. But being female and fishing alone, especially at night, can be daunting. We really need to think about where we're going. I tried to find places that are reasonably well lit. Hopefully there's some houses nearby, and bonus points if I can park the car really close to where I'm fishing. There's programs and communities like the Women's Fishing Classic that help bring women together. Women finding other women to go fishing with so they feel a little bit safer, going out together on charters, and others are planning camping trips. And I know these will continue after this last comp, as Nicole has been instrumental in helping to form so many new friendships, as well as helping others, including myself, with opportunities. Much like my time here doing this segment, Nicole made this introduction, and she is all for championing women in the industry, and I wish her nothing but the best. That's all from me, and I hope to see you out fishing.
As always, Sam, you run a pretty packed schedule. Thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. And congratulations on being a finalist at the Channel 7 Community Achievement Awards. Listen to this podcast again or search for any of the fishing audio casts that Sam has recorded. Head to 1015fm.com.au, search podcasts, click on the search icon and type Sam Beckman.